When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And, hey, there's some really great animal stories with videos that are amazing that most of you have missed this week. But really, some really, really neat stuff. And there's a big, big affair going on in Scotland related to the dogs that own my heart. There, Nathan's got it up on the screen. That's a whole, look at that. That's a whole field, Nathan, of golden retrievers celebrating the anniversary of the breed in Scotland. But can you imagine? God, what a golden fix that would be. I mean, it's got to be hundreds of them there.
Are golden retrievers, is their origin from Scotland?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Does it say?
I am not sure. I had to look that up. Golden retriever origin. Looks like they are Russian circus dogs, or they originally Russian circus dogs, and let's see, not finding any. Oh yeah, origin Scotland, United Kingdom.
Yeah,
how about that?
Hundreds of golden retrievers gathered at the Scottish Highlands Thursday to celebrate the breed's 155th anniversary.
Wow!
The 4-day anniversary event, held every 5 years, was organized by the Golden Retriever Club of Scotland at the ruins of, oh, I can't pronounce it, where the dogs were first bred. Gwisachen House? Where the dogs were first bred. The event was marked with talks, training workshops, picnic, and nighttime procession. But they trotted those goldens all around Scotland. How fun. But yeah, so they do originate from Scotland. And
I wonder what breeds they mix to get the golden.
Let's see, retriever and a goldfish, maybe.
Okay, well,
we can keep going and keep going.
You know, you were sounding right on top of it there, Nathan.
Got to get the gold from somewhere.
Oh man, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the Irish got in with an Irish setter and something. But
yeah, well, that would make sense.
I think that's pretty easy to figure out. I mean, I'm sure there's something on Wikipedia that tells you how that.
Somewhere.
But if I knew, and it's very likely I knew at some point the answer to that, but I don't remember.
And really, does it really truly matter?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like, okay, that's not the most important thing in my world.
No.
Well, it matters in Scotland, where 1,000 golden retrievers are running around a park.
Yeah, that's this is true. So we'll see. I'll see what I can find out, maybe. At any rate, good morning, Nathan. Animal World's production engineer is here. And gosh, it's a fun day today because we are in the studio once again. And it is the third Sunday of the month, which means Natasha Venter is with us. And for the first time in, I think, a few months, she's actually here in the studio with us.
Waiting until it's her turn to talk, I guess.
Yeah, and so Natasha is here, and then in her private moodlit studio would be our call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stace.
Good morning, Martha.
All right, so everybody's here, and my goodness, I my mantra these days is, where am I? I can't, all this sunshine, it's like, where am I? I grew up here, and I didn't think I'd ever say it, but I kind of miss the gray and the drizzle and all of that, and I don't even remember the last time I had measurable rain, and I'm trying to honor the water restriction and only water on the day I'm supposed to. But that doesn't work. I have dead plants. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have to, you know, I'm trying to be conservative, but, you know, water when I need to. But, you know, this morning, I had to go check and make sure everything could wait until I got home because it's that dry. And I've got a drip line on my Primidalis, and it's sometimes painful for me to drive through the neighborhood The primadellas are the tall evergreen bushes that grow straight up, and people put them in a line, and they'll grow a hedge after a while. Mm-hmm. And so they're very popular, and a lot of properties along the drive that I come in, you know, put in those little trees. But I think when they get them at nurseries or wherever they get them, no one ever tells them that they need a ton of water, especially when they're young. But even when they're old, they don't do well with the drought stuff. So it depends on, you know, where they actually are. But there are so many of them dying. And I just saw another house that they just remodeled and have redone the landscape. And they put in those trees. And, you know, there's this big part of me that wants to, you know, pull into their property and say, hey, did anybody tell you you better water those or they're going to die like everybody else is on the road? And, but so far I haven't poked my nose in. I don't do that. But man, everything needs water. Mm-hmm. Really needs water. Last evening I did a session yesterday, so I got home early evening, and of course, you know, one of the first things I did was out back to see what, if anything, had to be watered, and I have my wonderful frog friends. I have some in the front and some in the back. Well, I just had a chuckle because I'm just outside the door and I walk over by my table and all of a sudden there's this little frog hops out and it's like they're wait for me now. And it's like, hey, got some water. So, you know, I made sure there's water in the water bucket because they get in the water bucket and or wherever there's water. But everybody's needing water.
Yeah, so. It is. Mother Nature's upgrading just like us. And our Mother Earth is shifting and doing her, you know, alignments. Ley lines are changing or upgrading, I should say, and that kind of thing. So it's amazing how we are getting discombobulated to realign ourselves.
Yeah. I guess I really have. I mean, it's hard to seriously complain when, you know, half the country is kind of in the frying pan right now. I mean, it's really, really hot. In a lot of places in the country, my friends that, you know, moved down to Phoenix, you know, they're on their way to 2 years down there. But, you know, they're talking 117 degrees and it's been, you know, like 110 for days and days and days. And they have fortunately, you know, the homes are all air conditioned pretty much down there and they have a pool. And that surprised me when they moved down to Phoenix, because that one house that I lived in when I was in the Bridal Trails area, we had a swimming pool, and so I'm familiar with having a swimming pool and taking care of one. But the thing that really surprised me first off is they don't heat their pools.
No.
And they don't even have heaters in their pools. And so they just, you know, let the sun heat mm-hmm. the pool. And I'm just amazed by that. But so now my question is, does the pool ever get too hot? You know, and anyway, my report from last night was the pool was up to 92 degrees when they swam yesterday.
Yeah.
So usually it's about 80.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 92 now, so it's really hot down there. And one of the big problems is, of course, there's so many heat advisories, and they're being advised to just not go outside.
Mm-hmm.
So they're careful about that. But they have a dog. They have a corgi, and she's a cardigan corgi, so she has a little longer coat, and she's black and white. But they have to be so cautious with her because she can't go out. And they just let her out to do her business and back in. And she can't walk on the pavement or the mm-hmm. asphalt or anything like that. So, I mean, the dog is more restricted than anybody else. Mm-hmm. But she said if they do have to go out, it's like going from one air-conditioned room to another.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then we have Philadelphia where there's floods going on. You know, and so
well, and Vermont has mm-hmm. had some horrendous flooding.
Yeah, so and that I, yeah, whole
and
region.
I heard this morning, didn't you say Philadelphia? Yeah. I saw one flash picture that flash floods there. So there's major climate stuff going on all over the country.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a this and a that.
Yeah, so a little confusing to me that there can still be people around saying climate change. Oh, there's no such thing. Excuse me? I grew up here. There's definitely been a change.
There is a change.
And there continues to be a change. So how do you, last time I checked, maybe there might be a sprinkle of rain here or there tomorrow somewhere, but nothing to speak of. And I didn't see, there's no rain. Are we going to get any rain?
We're in the normal summer where, you know, it's like after the 4th of July until about the middle of August, end of August. Usually, you know, in Washington here, I've witnessed that we get little to no rain. You know, we can go 80 days with no rain sometimes up into the beginning of September. So, or the middle of September. So it's like, I feel like it's going to be a kind of one of those summers where if we do get it, it might be just like a shower in the evening time or a quick shower that goes through just because something decided to build in the moisture system up in the clouds.
So keep up the watering plan and
yeah.
all of that. Mm-hmm. Stacy, how are you and your Frenchies doing in the heat?
They stay in the house.
Okay.
Took bags out earlier yesterday because it was a little cool, but Tanky just stays home and she's fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be extra cautious, you know, with
yeah.
Frenchies because of their...
They get hot really
yeah.
quick,
They can overheat easily, and then, you know, breathing and so forth can be an issue. So, especially if you have, you know, dogs, brachial cephalics, they call it, you know, with the smashed faces, you've got to be more careful mm-hmm. With them. But, you know, dogs and cats, you know, all start out with a higher body temperature than we do, so... They can overheat mm-hmm. pretty quickly.
I put AC in my house a few years ago when we had that bad, really hot days.
Oh, that's right, because
yeah.
we went up over 100. So
yeah,
you did put
I did, it, so it's perfect.
Good for you, yeah. And aren't you glad? And that's after that, our over 100 degree experience was like, oh, I don't want to go through that again. So I have I got an additional portable air conditioner. So I have one at each end of the house. And man, that made all the difference in the world. And I'm just so grateful to have them. I mean, I rarely have to use them. But like yesterday, I got home, I'd worked all day and it, you know, then it's been warm every day. And after it's been warm enough for enough days, you know, the inside of my house does start to heat up, even though I'm in the trees and stuff, and it's pretty well built and insulated. But normally I would come in, it's a hot day like yesterday, and I'd walk into my house, and it's kind of like, it's cooler.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was the first time I walked in the door, and it was like, it's not cooler. Uh-oh, and it was, you know, it was stuffy and warm, and But it was really nice to be able to just go switch on the air conditioners and dehumidify a little bit and bring the temp down. But in just a few minutes, everything was fine. And so I'm so grateful to be able to do that. But boy, I really feel for those that are in situations that don't have air conditioning and, you know, have to make do because I'm not very good at overheating. I think I'd prefer to be, if I had to make the choice, I think I'd prefer cold because you can put on layers and warm up. But, you know, once it's too hot, it's really tough.
I tend to enjoy a little bit warmer myself, so this is good.
Yeah, and if you happen to be one of those that you don't have air conditioning and it does get too hot, often the problem is more like middle of the night. You overheat when you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. But remember the frozen water bottle trick.
On fans?
Yeah, the taller you know, water bottles that are, you know, like a pint or a little larger. Mm-hmm. I've got one water bottle with me here, but it's the larger size than that. And I keep them frozen because I learned this trick on that when we had the 100 degrees is you take the frozen bottle, wrap it in a dish towel, and then sleep with it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were 105 and it was so hot, I actually slept with two, one on each side, you know, of my chest, you know, next to me. And man, does that make a difference?
Oh, I bet.
It really, really helps and keep me cool at night. So that was the best trick I think I learned during the, you know, really big heat wave that we had a couple years ago.
I know. I have an understanding of fan movement. I grew up in for about 3 years in St. Louis, and we didn't have air conditioning in St. Louis. And so my mom and dad just had like a box fan at the beginning at the one end of the house and then had another fan at the other end of the house and brought the air in, pushed the air out, and create an air movement. And so when I do heat in the house, I try to position the fans so that, you know, everything is pushing like the air down the stairs.
Yeah, I remember, you know, sharing all kinds of information that I learned during that heat wave. But and I did some of that fan thing too. But one of the things that they recommend is that if you have good fans and no air conditioning, you wait and in the evening until the temperature outside is lower than your temperature inside, and then you put a fan at the highest window. Drawing the air out, and then at the lowest window, blowing it in, and I did that as best as I could with the windows that I had. But it is a pretty good tip, and it does work.
Yep, air movement is air movement.
All righty, so that's it. It is the third Sunday of the month, and so it's Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and feng shui and personal awareness coaching and anything psychic. That would be Natasha. And phone calls, of course, our phone lines are open for the show. And you can feel free to call and interrupt us with questions for either one of us at any time. We have yet to officially start the show. And I'm thinking, well, looking at the time, probably what we ought to do is keep Nathan happy and take care of advertisers. And then we'll come back and officially start the show. And then I've got a bunch of things that we need to check in with. And, you know, we've kind of hit the weather business. But since Natasha's here, we got to check astrologically. And then I've got some dilemmas going on, especially I've been telling you guys, my bird friends, I got to find out from Natasha what is up with my birds. And anyway, so we'll get to all of that and officially start the show. But how about we'll just take care of advertisers, so stay right where you are. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. And we're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen and his healingministryforanimals.com. I did a minor Dr. Nels update, which is basically to tell you he still doesn't know when exactly he's moving and if he's leaving or not. So it's kind of like been up in the air. Like last Sunday, he and Linda were in the studio with us as usual for the second Sunday. But We didn't know if it was his last time in the studio with us or whether he's going to be able to join us one more time the second Sunday of August before he actually makes the move to Idaho. He still doesn't know that. And then he does house calls and comes down around the area. Well, so he notified everybody that his last week might be his last house call day. So, you know, we signed up and he came, you know, I did an extra thing. So he came to my place and worked on me and the animals, and we're working on getting me better at doing the resets and stuff. And but again, we weren't positive that it's his last time because he might be able to do one more house call day. I'm not getting a read from Natasha. She's feeling like he's going to be able to or not, but it's just up in the air because the closing dates are still a little flaky, which are at the end of this month. And but he's thinking maybe he can stay a little longer, and maybe where he's buying can use a little extra time. So that would be that he'd be here, you know, a couple weeks longer or something. But so anyway, that's all I can really tell you is that now we do have follow up today. Because we talked with Stacy about her bags, and Dr. Nels did a treatment and with his little quirky stuff. And it'll be fun to follow up because then we can get Natasha's input too. And we do have a great follow-up report from Stacy. And so we're going to be discussing that. But because it involved, you know, Dr. Nels' treatment last week, you know, when Stacy was letting us know, you know, what was going on, I said, well, you want to pop on the air with us just to discuss it? And it's like, I'm up to my eyeballs and moving. I can't do that. So Nels is up to his eyeballs and moving stuff and really still doesn't know the timing. So that's all I can tell you this week. Try to keep you updated every
week.
Yeah,
he wants to do his work, but then reality might be that he won't be able to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that kind of, you know, where that's what I'm feeling is the mind says yes, but
there's so much else going on.
There's so much else going on. And moving, you know, moving down the street is different than moving to another state. So it's a different energy field. And
it's like an 8-9 hour drive, he said, mm-hmm. from his place to the new place. You know, and you can't just have your friends come over and we'll help you move for the afternoon.
No.
You know, because I was saying, well, I've got my car. I can put a lot of stuff in my car, but shoot, you know, you can't go. And then you just...
Yeah, it's different.
You can't help in that way. So.
Nope. And then you think you can take more than you can because it is such a long distance.
He did tell us last week, I think, that they have already taken stuff over and have things in storage
mm-hmm.
In Idaho, you know, preparing for
yes.
this. So But he, you know, Dr. Nell seems to be a really organized guy, and I think if anybody can pull it off, he can. And he has great faith, and, you know, he trusts.
Yep. So the more you move with that kind of energy, the better off you are.
Yep. And he kind of did like, had a deal on selling before he actually found where he was going. But as soon as the buyer came in for him, the property came up where he's going to go. And it's just nice how that works out.
It is. That's that whole part of trust. I know for me, one of my mantras that I've been using a lot lately is I trust, surrender, accept because I don't have all the information yet. And yet is capitalized with an explanation point behind it, you know, because it's like in the next minute something can change and I have to go through that trust process.
Isn't that? That certainly is the case. All right. So how about we officially start the show and then we can talk all we want. Well, until Nathan kicks us out of here at noon, but we'll have lots of time to chat. So if you haven't been here when we start the show, I always officially start by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple little Saint Francis prayers. And then we got a pile of affirmations that we do together to spiritualize us up for the day and the week. And participating in this part of the show, you have to know, is optional. So you can say the prayers, you can say the affirmations along with me, you can use them all daily, like I know a lot of you do because I hear from you, or you can just simply opt out. Not like dancing at 10 and 11 when we get on the love train, spread the love and light around. Dancing is required, but this is optional. So I'm going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. So here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Then now we're into our pile of affirmations here. All of them have been contributed in one way, shape, or form from one of our members of our animal world family. And I say them out loud three times, and you can say them out loud along with me or silently or not at all, completely up to you. And this first one came from my spiritual family, and actually this just absolutely totally shifted my life. So it is a major part of my morning ritual, and so I share it with you. Here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right. Now, the second one, this is contributed by Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner. And when she works with you on the air, she often gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. And that's where this one came from. And it ended up being so powerful. I started doing it and it shifted my life too. And whoa, again, it's a major part of my day. So here we go with this. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. All righty then. Now we have this comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and this is the one I like to use when you go out in public and around and just, you know, get your mental attitude in the right shape so you're sharing health and well-being and not living in fear. So here we go with this. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, and then we have Natasha's contribution, and this is one that kind of helps us align and adjust all this stuff she's talking about that's going on that we know is happening but don't really understand. So there you mm-hmm. go. Anyway, here is our affirmation for that. Let's see. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then to conclude our group of affirmations, this is the Ananda Institute's Warrior of Light affirmation, and we conclude with this one because this is the biggie, and this is where we send all this love and light around the entire planet where it's really, really needed everywhere, including here. So here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty then, to conclude the affirmations, this is Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part. So what we do to set the energy is cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. All righty. Dr. Nels and I, when he was working with me, we did an extra special thing on the trusting thing, and it really, really made a difference, and I felt the shift mm-hmm. right away. So good stuff. So as crazy and flaky as things get, the important thing is to stay in your faith. Trust.
Exactly. It's amazing when we can do that. It's just the, you know, it changes the whole aspect of it. It takes us out of victimhood.
Well, now that we have done that, was going to go on to our discussions here in the studio, but Nathan is making moves over there, which seems to me, have we got somebody on the phone already?
We do. We got Lisa calling us from Seattle, and her dog Coco is joining us as well.
All righty. Well, let's go ahead since phone calls take priority. Let's go ahead. Lisa, welcome back to Animal World.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
Really well, thank you.
All right. So now, if my memory is serving me correctly, I worked with you and Coco and your family, I don't know, was it a couple weeks ago now?
No, just last week.
Or last week. And then, but didn't you, were able to call in last Sunday for resets, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I and I think it really helped her. She just seems more calm and happier.
Yeah, so let's remind everybody, what kind of a dog is Coco?
She's a pit chocolate lab mix.
And she looks like that. You know, she's kind of chocolate brown, and that's why her name Coco. Mm-hmm. So a pit chocolate lab mix. And we had, you know, bit reactive behavior, lots of barking. She actually is Lisa's son's dog. But son is off earning a living in Alaska for the summer. So mom's and dad have the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And was a rescue out of Texas, I think, wasn't she, Lisa?
Yeah, I was getting a lot of chaos, and I was trying to, it's like there was a lot of uncertainty at the beginning of her life.
Okay. That may be what I'm not sure what Lisa wants to know about, but we'll get to that. But at any rate, it got to the point where, you know, she was so barky and reactive at the door. She's not letting people in the house. And, cleaning lady comes to clean your house, you know, you got to let them in. But Coco was having no part of that. But anyway, we kind of got things under control and all of that. But with her background in history, felt good to have Lisa call in and at least get, you know, reset.
Yes.
And so forth. And so we did that last week. And Lisa, so you're saying you think the little session with Nels and the reset and stuff, you think that did influence positively what's going on, huh?
Yeah, to me it did. Like yesterday I took her for a walk and I stopped to talk to Peggy because I ran into her in the street.
Well, Peggy's the local dog walker who sends me lots of business. That's how Lisa found me. Call Aunt Martha.
Thank you, Peggy.
Yeah, and she just, as we were talking, Coco just lay down and she just completely laid down, relaxed, which she never would have done that before. I think
wow.
Good for her.
That's excellent. That's excellent. All right, so have you got anything in mind that you want to know from Natasha?
I guess so Coco was in a shelter, we think, for 5 years, and my son adopted her last fall. And I guess basically I just want to know if there's anything in her background. I know she had a lot of trauma, but just wondering if there's anything specific.
All right. Well, now, Dan, before you go there, Natasha, that reminded me of a question that we had. Now, see, so Coco was a rescue from Texas. And Lisa's son told me, because he called us during the session, so we got to talk a little bit. So I asked him about the background. And because he thought Coco was a puppy at the shelter, we don't know exactly what happened. And he said the shelter said that she had been there her whole life. Well, what does that mean? And that she was very young. And then they said she had been there at the shelter 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when they said, how old is she? She's 5 years old. So I immediately wanted to know, well, did that mean a pregnant mom came into the shelter mm-hmm. and was birthed and then fostered? Or did a litter come in or she come in?
Well, so it's in that category. It's in that timing.
What do you think happened?
Yeah, there was a mom that was pregnant and either she had pups right before she came in or she had pups right then. It's kind of a gray area right there, but... Yeah, she's...
So pretty much newborns, they mm-hmm. were into the shelter situation.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. Is there something about water with this dog? I'm getting like, is she afraid of water? Or she really likes water? There's something about water.
She doesn't like water, like a lot of
Yeah, I was
like
getting
water.
It wasn't a like, but I wanted to kind of give an life an opportunity.
Okay, so something with water.
Yeah.
Are we aware of anything, any experience she's had? Because I think, well, your son, I think he got her towards the end of last year.
Yeah.
So I haven't had her a long time.
Right.
But she doesn't really like water.
She's not crazy about sprinklers. Although yesterday we walked through a sprinkler and she seemed okay. But normally she can get a little hysterical with lots of water pressure. You know, if the hose is too high and she gets a little overwrought.
Yeah. Well, there was a lot of energy in the shelter or where this dog was. And they had to come and clean out the stalls.
Oh.
And there was a lot of noise with it. There was a lot of action with it. There was a lot of barking with it. There was a lot of hustle and bustle with it. And so there was, but I really feel like that Nels did help with the fear and flight in her. She, her fear and flight was really triggered. And so with that, that balancing that out, really remembering that, the, you know, like the mantra that comes to me for her right now is that was this, that was then, this is now, that was then, this is now. Gotcha. And even just even saying those words, that will help her spirit energy, I'm going to call it, to kind of come into the now. And then when the when your son left, it triggered another round of that, what's going to happen in my life now, you know, moment, that fear and flight. And so Nell's helping with that. So if you can, I would even in another couple months reset it, because it's something that she's known it for several years. So it might take a few minutes in time.
So, obviously we've got nervous system stuck in fight flight stuff, but related to more than one issue.
Exactly.
So it does sound like the reset helps. So the two things come to mind, Lisa. One is that I don't know if you've decided if you're getting the do-it-yourself reset program from Nels, but that would be a great thing to do. But if you you can just go to healingministryforanimals.com and, fill out the contact form and you know, remind him you were on the air and want the do-it-yourself program. He always does a free telephone evaluation, so he'd be happy to talk to you. But, so I would, say that that would be a really good thing for you to do. But on the other hand, whether you do that or not, what you want to make sure that you're marking your calendar is that Nels, you know, and Linda will be here the second Sunday of every month. So that at the very minimum, you just call in the second Sunday of every month to get her reset.
Yeah, I'm and not that, feeling and, like it's I'm not feeling like it's going to be a taxing thing to do, but it's she spent the first part of her life being in fear and flight, and she was at a puppy doing that. So it when you, that's one thing
takes
that we
a while
forget,
to make up
we
for
forget that. That you know, as we are two-legged, four-legged, no-legged, you know, whatever we are when we're younger, that can shift our the way our brains get wired. And so it does take a moment to rewire the physicalness of our brains, and that's what I'm attaining to here is that, you know, it might, you know, in another month or two, you know, call up and get the reset again, just to make sure that she stays in that, because of the fact that there are things. And I would look at when she gets triggered about something, like somebody knocking on the door, there it's the energy field around the knocking on the door more than it is the knocking on the door. So it's that if you think of a shelter energy and how when somebody comes in and the dogs at the beginning of the line know that there's somebody there, so it the energy goes down the hallway. You know what I mean? So it's that thinking about how energy. So when you notice that she's starting to get triggered, like maybe there's a truck rumbling down the road, you know, then maybe when you're walking her, settle yourself, have her sit so that she can observe the situation instead of being hyped up in it, like walking or continuing until she practices her way out of it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes, it does. So what, when she meets another dog on the street, how does she feel?
Excited. She's almost asking, do I know this person? Do I know this energy? Do I know? And it's like, wait a minute, I don't know. And then she goes, wait a minute, I don't know. And then that's when her pit comes, I mean, that's when her Roddy comes in a little bit, that uncertainty comes in. So I would wait and see what the other dog's language is. Is it happy? Is it sad? Is it, you know, what is it? And then let her observe. She's an observer, but yet It's like I call it cat whiskers. You know those that you know the you know how cats have that the tips of their whiskers can feel energy. Mm-hmm. You know that kind of let her cat whiskers check things out before she leaps into something, because she can react very well to something before she really knows the whole story.
Right.
Okay, so that's where sometimes if you
know
another
dog. That's
dog's,
where having a good leader and being in charge and setting the appropriate example and all of that can
exactly.
be very
this
helpful.
Exactly. This is you know, this is no big deal. We're keep walking. You know, it's that the more secure you are, the more secure she'll be. Because
she's
really
very secure as we pass another dog. But, you know, often someone wants their dog to come and greet and they, you know, so then that's when I get anxious. Like they're going to greet and then the energy can explode quickly. And then I'm not sure how to, you know, just pull her away or I don't, you know what I mean?
One thing you can say, Lisa, is, you know, she's a rescue and in training, so we're not socializing right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You want to be a little, you don't want to say, oh, she might bite or she might,
right.
You don't want to set fear in somebody. Mm-hmm. You can say, she's a rescue and in training right now, so we're not socializing with other dogs when we're walking. Or something
right.
like that. And
yeah.
then that
boundaries.
Kind of diffuses the situation, helps somebody know it's not them or their dog. It's, you know,
right.
you know and so it's kind of an easy way to get through that without mm-hmm. offending
right.
anybody.
Yeah.
But then I guess I wanted to, I can call you for another time, Martha, but I guess I want to figure out, like, so I've been doing that. No, she's in training and she's great. You know, people will pass and everything. But then at some point I want her to be able to socialize with other dogs, and that's where I get stuck.
Well, and now, so, I can't remember. Does she have any dog friends, or has she played with other dogs with you? I can't remember if you take her to dog parks or anything. I don't think you do.
We haven't yet because I'm just not. I'm not sure what her reaction's going to be.
So Natasha, can you get a read on how social is Coco? Do you see her being
dog friendly
in a dog park, or she's not a dog park kind of dog, or what do you think?
She I would find out when like there's one dog in the dog park if you can and see how she is with that one dog, because remember this is about the energy. When there's more energy, she has learned to be in fear and flight, and so then she gets reactive when she gets into fear and flight because of the energy that's around her. So I would really check in with that energy field before you do things. But it's time. 6 months, 9 months, year, I would start doing it. She has to practice out of what she was.
Yeah, and I would just say don't be in any hurry. Slower is faster in the long run.
Yep.
And so don't worry about that. But as long as you have angst about it, Lisa, then it's not time to do it yet.
Okay, right.
You have to feel good about it.
Right.
So I think you need more experience. And,
You
know, I just saw you last week. And you know that with an adult dog, it takes at least a minimum of 6 weeks of solid work to extinguish bad behavior and replace with new. And most people can't pull that off. It's more like 6 months or so. So you're just getting started. So don't be in any big hurry. Don't push yourself and don't beat yourself up. If it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Okay.
And can I give you some language real quick?
Yes, please.
Something I'm working through too is that you can acknowledge the fear and honor the moment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
And move through it.
And move through it.
Yeah.
Now, acknowledge the fear and say the second part again.
And honor the moment.
Honor the moment. Okay.
Instead of being fearful of the moment, be honorable of the moment.
And then
my dog's in training. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, Lisa, if you've got other things you want to talk to Natasha about or more questions, we can definitely hold you over, but we've got to take care of advertisers here before we run out of time in this hour. So do you feel complete at this point, or you want to hang on?
No, I just wanted to have Natasha give me a sense of Coco's general, you know, her fear and her background. So thank you for that. And I'll call back another time.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. Alrighty. Blessings to you.
Oh, the other thing I thought about, though, because, you know, Natasha said on the reset with Dr. Nails, maybe a couple, one or a month or two.
Yes.
And that may be because I can't say for positive that he actually will be with us the second Sunday of August.
Okay?
Because it's possible he could be up to his eyeballs in alligators and moving, and Linda will be doing the show, and you know, she usually, you know, does her best to cover the bases and help with the animals, but you know, that's not her primary thing. She's usually doing just the people. So, you'll have to check in to see if he's actually going to be here on the second Sunday of August.
Okay. I will do that.
Alrighty. And remember, your energy is hers.
Yeah, very true.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All righty, Lisa. Thanks for calling and stay cool.
Bye.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. We need to take care of advertisers. So, again, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're almost done with hour number one here, this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And oh, man. Beth, I used the NuPro Gold supplement for Robbie, and I put him back on it because he had been off it for a while because he was on some other stuff. And but his coat was getting a little thin and stuff. Man, that NuPro Gold, it is the best for skin and coat. He had his spa day last week, and I went to pick him up, and it was like, how come all the hair isn't gone? It's like, you know, he's got his coat is back in full, and just I could planet or carpet the planet with golden retriever hair, but boy, is it thick and beautiful. And I thought, well, they just didn't brush him out, but no, I brushed it. They did, mm-hmm. And his coat has just come back in really thick and beautiful. So Great for skin and hair coat, and the best cat vitamins there are. So Nupro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Check them out online, and you can find their products in pet stores around the area. You can also order from the NuproSupplements.com or Amazon, and I ordered mine on Amazon. There you go, and our wonderful sound healer, Jude Potten's got the Whispering Dragon Center in her home now in Shoreline. Great location, easy to get to, plenty of parking. And it just is such a blessing to be in that gong room with the sounds. And boy, can that help with everything else we're, you know, adjusting to and dealing with these days. A treatment with Jude can be so helpful. And she can work with you remotely or in person. And you can check her out. Whispering-Dragon.com is the website. Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. Or you can just give her a call. 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, you know, when I'm not here, I'm being an animal behavior therapist and trainer and working with people like Lisa and their dogs to straighten out issues. And I told you I was all caught up, and that's why I'm talking about it again. Well, I am starting to book up again. So my Saturdays are booked up for a while. I think I'm booking mid-August now for Saturdays. But I do still have, you know, weekdays here or there. So, you know, I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs and would like Aunt Martha to solve things for you quickly, just give me a call, 360-217-7258. All righty then. Gosh, we are almost done with this hour, so we don't have a lot of time to chat about other things. When we close out hour number one, we'll fire up the love train and spread the love and the light all over the place and get our exercise in for the first hour and our juices flowing. I need that. I need the love train today. And I think we'll start next hour. Well, as long as Stacy's available, we'll follow up with Stacy and Bags and Dr. Nils and the story she shared with us yesterday and how that helped me understand what's going on. And then we'll talk about all of that sort of thing, because that's one thing I don't want to miss. But then I got all kinds of stuff I need to know about from Natasha. And we haven't got to the astrology and all that stuff yet. And Nathan, oh, and current events. There's finally a bunch of new stuff on current events. The Humane Society's got a pile of stuff going on. And boy, we got two Bark in the Parks going on. One's tomorrow. Are you going to be able to get Abby to the Mariners
Not
tomorrow?
Not the one tomorrow, unfortunately.
Yeah, I figured, because that's a much bigger deal. But there's a Bark in the Park for the Mariners tomorrow. And I'm not sure what time the game is. Usually they're in the evenings, aren't they, for the Bark in the Parks? But I don't know. Maybe. But then we've got another one coming up in August. We'll talk about that when we get to current events.
I know my parents have been going to a lot of events over this weekend, so they'd probably be tired on Monday and just want to rest and relax.
All righty. Well, it is time then to get ready to get on the love train and get our exercise going for the day and spread the love and light all around the world. It is so needed in every nook and cranny. So, and around this country for sure. You know, we've talked about, you know, the heat stuff going on, the floods and all of that. So just pour your love and your light all around the country and the world. And I did tell you, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up on your feet and join me in the love train, because I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I always energize up the love train music so we get extra energy for the day and the weeks. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, a body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We'll be right back.